You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the Chartway Arena, 1 week from tomorrow, Friday, February the 11th, the amazing Jeff Dunham. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Line five. What's wrong with the guys on line 1, 2, 3, and 4?
I don't know how you got down on line five. It's our super secret.
I gotta tell you, I'm sitting there. You guys are awesome because, you know, most of these interviews that I do are all taped because they're like, we don't know what the comedian's going to say. We're going to play. you guys got balls because you got the comedian live on the air.
Yep.
I'm betting you don't have any delay either.
Be careful. Yeah, the only delay is my IQ. Sometimes the laughs are a little slow. All right, so I got your website up here, and I'm looking at all your friends. Now, years and years ago, you actually played at the Funny Bone locally here, and you were in the studio with us, and you brought your pals with you.
I probably brought Walter, right?
Yeah.
The old guy?
Yeah. And I always thought that was so cool. And now you've got this whole menagerie of people that follow you. How do you fly with these your friends?
Oh, man, I don't want to answer this, but okay. Okay, look. So here's how it works. When you're doing these big arena things, you guys know this.
Yeah.
You do them regionally. So you got the tour bus, and you show up, whatever city, and you do the show, and then you drive anywhere between 3 and 10 hours, right?
Okay.
And then you do the next show. So you're doing all these regional shows on the bus. But then you have to get to and so I do 10 shows a month. I do 5 shows 1 week, skip a week, then do 5 shows the next week.
All right, cool.
And so, but then the way you do that is you have to get there, and so you know there's a plane.
Yes. it's your own plane, or it's...
Well, no, we lease it, because owning a plane is like owning a horse. You put hay in the front and poop comes out the back, right?
So, that's cool. I didn't even think about that. Of course you have a plane that you
but
can
it's
use.
Not my plane. I don't have a plane. And what's great
that's
about that is
nothing wrong
when
with
you,
this.
When you lease it, and sometimes we get a really nice plane, and the nice planes are taken, and then you get the really crummy plane, and it's like, what do you mean there's not a sink in the bathroom? This is like the third world country for airplane.
Like when you go to get the rental car and they've all been smoked in. It's like, come on. Not everybody that rents a car smokes. So I'm looking at
it. You get the plane with the dice hanging down and the disco ball. It's
That's
really
pretty
weird.
Sweet. Pretty sweet, buddy. Better ways to roll, man. So I'm looking.
Can I ask you guys a question? I was just, and I know this is not right, but I was listening to the commercials before you put me on.
Yeah.
And, I live in Los Angeles, but I grew up in Dallas. And so that was a big change going from Texas to freaking, Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
And now, especially, it's really nuts. I'm the only guy in my entire neighborhood that owns a pickup truck, and everybody thinks I work here.
Get your own leaf blower.
My favorite thing that I just heard, I could not believe it. I almost thought it was an SNL thing. The Freedom Shooting Center.
Hell yes, buddy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I want to go to the Freedom Shooting Center when I get there. I mean,
I will take you.
What is it? Shoot, shop, entertain?
Yes.
Dude,
this place is so nice. It's like going to the mall with guns. And I don't say that in a bad way. But, there's a snack bar. The everything's automated. Clean.
I gotta go. What day of the week am I with you guys?
Oh my God. You're going to be here on, a week from Friday, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, so it's on Friday. Okay.
Yeah,
So maybe during the day on Friday, because we'll drive overnight on Thursday.
All right.
Freedom's Gun of the Month. Give me a break.
Hell yes. Hell yes. We're going. We're doing this.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I would love to drive the tour bus right up to the shooting center.
All right, I'll tell you what time to meet me there, and we'll go.
And I'm not kidding. If we get off there, I want to work this out. I want to go.
We're gonna go.
We should get a picture. You know what would not be right? We get a picture of Ahmed practicing.
Oh, this would be bad. No, this is
bad.
This would be very bad. I happen to know that there are tactical people that train at the Freedom Shooting Center, and Ahmed may get a lot of attention.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what we should do? We should come up with a target that they use that's an outline of Ahmed. That's not right. That's not okay.
Yeah,
don't shoot my dummies. Don't shoot my dummies, please.
All right.
But, I think that'd be fun. Peanut could shoot, or Walter could shoot.
Yes, we're going. We're going. I'll give you, stay on after we're done with the interview, and I'll make sure you get my number, and you send me a text if you want to go.
That's awesome. All right, perfect.
Now, let's talk about Peanut and Ahmed and Walter. It occurs to me that if you got Walter a pair of aviator sunglasses, he would be our president.
Well, you know, if anybody goes to my YouTube channel, that's all we've been doing.
Is that right?
If Walter becomes Biden and
yes.
he actually does that during the show and the fourth wall is gone. He's dressed up like Biden, but he knows he's dressed up like Biden. And you know what I tell the audience beforehand? Yeah. The political correctness stuff and comedy are not good bedfellows. They don't work together.
Nope.
So, but I do realize we've all learned a lot. There's lines you can't cross, but as a comedian, if you're any good, you know there's a line that you can go right up to and stick your toes on.
Yes.
But there is, as you guys have, you know, you have a new filter, and every sentence that comes out of your mouth, you're probably thinking, okay, I know I can push a little bit, but can I say this?
Right,
and so that's what making it not as much fun anymore and a little more challenging.
It is challenging. True, yes.
Yeah. So anybody who comes to my show, it is still fun, and it's great, and it's a little challenging. But when Trump was in office, we had some fun with that. But now, holy crap.
Oh, I know, dude. Come on. It's made for him.
I know. It's just too easy. And, you know, I pray that he makes it the full 4 years because, you know, in my next special, we're taping it in September. My next Comedy Central special, we're taping it in September. And, of course, you know, I'm going to be all over that. And, you know, he can't die.
Well, he won't. He won't. We're not thinking that. But it's just, you know, or quit or whatever would happen to be. Right. Exactly. Now, finish out your term.
Yeah. So when there's somebody in office that, as a comedian, that you really, if your politics are that you don't like him, it doesn't matter because your career could continue forward and be helped.
It works, dude. It works both ways. You know, Saturday Night Live comedians, our radio show, whoever's in there, authority gets tested, authority gets teased. That's what happens.
But and that's the American way. You know what I mean? And you know what was great about Leno and Carson is that they made a little bit of fun of both sides, and so everybody was happy or slightly unhappy, and that's how it should be.
You know what? When you get an email from the same day, you get emails from both sides that they both hate you now. It means you've done it right.
You know, when I was going through my divorce, my lawyer kept saying to me, the way this works is a good divorce is if both parties are unhappy. I'm like, what? That's not right. No, I want you to take everything from her so she's angry and I'm really happy. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, doesn't work like that, Jeff. We're talking to Jeff Dunham. Jeff is playing the Chartway Arena 1 week from tomorrow. It's February 11th. That's the Valentine weekend. Do you have any Valentine stuff planned for the show?
For the show, well, you know, that's what Walter talks about is love. You know what's fun about him is he's a curmudgeon, and to me, that's my favorite kind of cranky old guy. Because if you look at Walter, my character, you realize that he's frowning, but he's right on the verge of a smile. And so
that's good. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, and when you write, seriously though, for comedy, when you write for a character like that, it can't be all negative. You have to realize that this person really does love somebody somewhere, and that's what makes him, you know, you really want to talk old school, you guys aren't old enough for this, but remember in All in the Family, that's what deal with Archie Bunker was that he was this bigot and easily hated, but boy, did he love his wife, you know?
No question about it, yeah. Now, that's interesting, though, that you know, you've done such character development for, do you call them dummies?
Yeah, dummies, characters, I don't care.
All right. I mean, but you've done such background.
Some guys get really upset. It's not a dummy. It's a ventriloquist figure. Shut up. It's a freaking doll, you moron.
It's not. It's an action figure. It's not a doll.
It's a wooden American.
Collectible. So everybody's got a background. And over the years, I mean, you didn't start out with five different characters, right?
No, I do, you know, what I hate is when you see a ventriloquist or performer that shows up with 20 dummies and none of them have personalities. And, you know, these guys have been developed over the 50-something years I've been performing.
Holy crap.
And so I only add characters when I think there's it's a time and place.
Mm-hmm.
So Ahmed the Dead Terrorist came along, a year after 9/11.
Yeah.
What was everybody ready to laugh at? We were looking for Osama bin Laden. There's nothing funny about 9/11. Never or will be.
Right,
but
right.
Carson and Letterman were, I mean, sorry, Leno and Letterman were making fun of Osama bin Laden. We didn't know where he was, et cetera, et cetera. So the first iteration of Ahmed was actually the dead Osama.
Yeah, oh, and, all right.
And when I created him, I thought, I'm going to write jokes as if family members of people lost in 9/11 were in the audience. What will help them move forward? What can they laugh at a year later?
Yeah.
And I wrote all that material, and then I went straight to the source. I did a comedy club called Bananas, 6 miles from Ground Zero. And it couldn't have gone better. I mean, stupid, goofy skeleton comes out and I kill you and all this stupid stuff.
Yeah.
I wrote the material just right, and you know, and it took off from there, and I later turned him into Ahmed. But I would get letters from families of people lost in 9/11 thanking me. I would get,
man,
you know, letters from guys in the military, because that's when YouTube was really taking off.
Right, right.
And 10 years or a few years later. And it's been a great thing. You know, they say comedy's the best medicine if you don't count penicillin.
Yeah, or the questionable vaccine. Be careful.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, yeah. Got Bubba and Jose Jalapeno on a stick.
Yeah, Bubba J, my redneck guy, and I grew up in Texas, so I get that guy very much. And Jose Jalapeno on a steak, you know, people say, how can you still have the Mexican guy in the show these days? And I have Peanut, one of my other guys, addressed that right off the bat. He goes, you know, you really got to get Jose out of the act. You're very racist.
So if you do it to yourself, you've taken away the thunder, yes.
Brilliant, dude. Brilliant.
Is Walter around? Can Walter say hi?
Hold on. Walter, come here.
Hello? Who is this?
Walter, it's
Rumble. Wait a minute. Look at my notes. It says Rick, Rod, and Michael. Okay, great. Thanks for having me on. I don't care.
It's good.
Hey, so what's the name of the place we're doing it? The Chartway Arena?
The Chartway Arena.
Okay, what's the Chartway? We don't know what Chartway is, do
it's
we?
It's like a credit union, like a bank.
Well, yeah. That's just lovely. What was it called when it was built? Do you remember?
It was called the
Ted Convocation Center.
Yeah,
see, that sounds better. See, we got one in L.A. They used to call it the Staples Center. Everybody knows.
Yeah,
Staples. This is great. Well, now it's the frickin' Crypto.com Arena. What? It sounds like something that Jalel on Superman came up with. You know what I'm saying?
Crypto. Yeah.
Stupid.
I like that.
Well, hey, we're going to the Freedom Shooting Center too when you guys get here.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, did Jeff say he wanted to go to that? Oh, yeah,
that'll
be great. Let's put that picture out there of Jeff shooting at things. Yeah, the friends in LA will love that.
Yeah, maybe perfect. He can be holding Jose in one hand and a gun in the other and pointing downrange.
Going yeehaw! Yeah, that's great. I'll be right there with you guys.
You guys. Walter, are you ever going to retire? Do you have a retirement planned or anything?
No, because then I'd have to stay home. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
So there's no retiring on this day. I do. You know what's sad though? I'll tell you this much.
Yeah.
So when Jeff started out with me, I was 64, 65 years old, and Jeff was in college. And the years have gone on. He's gone through one marriage. He had kids, and then he got divorced, and then he got married again, and he has more kids. And I've made fun of that all along the way.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff has gotten pretty old, and so now. I somehow used to be young man, old man. Now it's old man, old man. You know, I used to make fun of his marriage. Now we're soon going to be, you know, making jokes about each other's prostates. It's the saddest thing.
Yeah,
the same age, and soon he's going to be older than me. I don't know. I do need to just get in a box and stay there.
Dude, probably right. Probably safer, yeah. Well, Walter, it was good talking to you, buddy. Thanks, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, get up. We're talking to Jeff Dunham. Jeff is going to be at Chartway Arena a week from tomorrow. It's Friday, February 11th. Jeff, thanks for taking a few minutes with us this morning, man.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to coming. And I'm serious. I'm staying on the line.
All right, stay on the line. I'm putting you on hold. Hang on a minute. All right, there you go. You're staying on the line. We're going to the Freedom Shooting Center.
Nice.
I hope they're listening because they're taking – you're having us at the Freedom Shooting Center. 9:49. We got to get a break, and we'll be right back.